Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Is this fraud?
I'm sorry?
Someone is supposed to switch me over to fraud.
Yes, ma'am. I am the suit that you requested. How may I assist you?
I've got an account, some money that come out of my account that I did not authorize.
All right. That first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Vicki Cooper.
Billing address for security purposes, please.
4303 Highway 349, Potts Camp, Mississippi, 38659.
Thank you for that information. Yes, reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey and it was taken for the KitchenAid mixer. Do you not recall taking a survey? And this is back in April when that KitchenAid mixer survey was taken.
I don't know. I don't think I did.
Could someone in your household possibly?
No, it's just me and my husband here.
Alrighty. So do take fraudulent charges seriously, whomever made the purchase without your authorization. IP information will link us back to that exact device. We're provided to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. If these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, then you could be charged a fine due to false accusation of fraud, 3 to 5 business days for the findings to fall back into your account, 24 to 48 hours for that email. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm not sure that I didn't do it. I don't know. My husband's been sick, and we've been all up and down.
Now,
so
I'm expressing
to
you that you're getting a refund, and I have a cancellation number for you. Everything is canceled and refunded.
Oh, okay. I just don't know if I've really, done that survey thing. But okay, I'm ready.
That's going to be C like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920-701.
Okay.
968.
968.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's your cancellation confirmation. 24 to 48 hours for the email and 3 to 5 business days for your refund.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for giving customer service a call.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.